Good morning, Breakfast with Friends. This is Tracy English bringing you some gardening tips. I trust you are enjoying the summer and at the same time surviving the heat. Today I'll share some tips to help you care for your garden during these very hot days. The first tip is to mulch and mulch again. Mulching basically means putting a layer of organic material around your plants, as this helps to keep the soil cooler during summer. I usually use dried leaves that have been swept up from other parts of the garden, but you can also mulch with bark nuggets or something decorative like peach pips. Placing an extra layer on the soil creates a physical barrier that helps to conserve water by keeping the soil beneath the mulch moist for much longer. Mulching helps to keep the roots of your plants happy, keeping them cool and damp despite the hot weather. It also protects the roots from temperature extremes. Another benefit of having a protective layer of mulch is that it will prevent weeds from growing up in between your plants. Your plants are also actively growing during the warmer months, so can benefit from feeding during summer. Feed the entire garden once a month, including your vegetables, shrubs, fruit trees, and the lawn. Especially look out for plants that may be showing signs of nutrient deficiency and feed these with a seaweed fertilizer that contains trace elements. Remember to feed your indoor plants as well. In the vegetable garden, veggies you can still plant now include lettuce, carrots, beetroot, leeks, radish, and potatoes. Herbs you can plant are things like basil and parsley. Be sure to also harvest any crops you may have, as overripe fruit can attract pests. Flowering plants you can still plant now include alyssum, snapdragons, carnations, foxgloves, petunias, and verbena. Summer is also a time to make sure you are watering your plants really well. Water deeply less frequently rather than shallow watering more often. Deep watering encourages the roots of your plants to grow down deep into the soil, making your plants more resilient and less prone to drying out. Water really well at least once a week, and remember to water established trees and shrubs as well. Also water the garden early morning to prevent fungal infections like mildew, especially considering the humid weather we have been having. You can also trim your perennials to remove any dead flowers. This will encourage the plants to use the energy to produce new flowers. You can extend the flowering season of your plants this way, as well as give them a more tidy appearance. You can also give shrubs like hedges a trim to keep them in shape. Other activities to help your plants at this time of year include staking or providing support for plants that have grown taller in the warm summer weather. You can also perhaps use shade cloth to protect fragile or young plants from the worst of the summer heat. And finally, in terms of looking after yourself, garden either early morning or in the evening when it is cool so that you don't take strain. So that's all from me for today. For comments or questions, go to my Facebook page called Garden with Tracy. Have a fantastic weekend.